Got into this just a little bit yesterday talking about the governor's race. Of course, tonight will be Governor Whitmer's last state of the state. And then we've been looking at the governor's race. It's pretty darn tight, according to polling numbers. And speaking of which, Detroit Regional Chamber recently had a poll out that it kind of says you and I, the regular voters of Michigan, we don't have a full grasp on how far down the list Michigan is. Joining me to explain all of this is Megan Spanitz, the chief strategy officer there, the Detroit Regional Chamber, and is with us now. Megan, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Nice to have you. I don't know that have we spoken in the past? If we have, I forgot, and I'm sorry because I'm an old man and I forget things, you know?
No, I actually think this is my first time speaking with you.
Yeah, well, it's good to have you. All right, so do we have, according to your numbers that I was looking at in this poll, you guys, and I want you to explain the poll, but we don't understand or have a full grasp maybe that Michigan ranks 45th as far as unemployment goes. Student performance in reading, we're 44th. Do we get a full grasp of that?
No, I mean, I think what the poll showed us is that many Michiganders think that Michigan ranks kind of mid-pack, and that's actually not true. In many ways, our house is on fire. In just one generation, Michigan has fallen from a top 10 or top 20 state to a bottom 10 state in per capita income and educational attainment, which is not a good recipe for long-term economic success. You know, Michiganders think we're average, and we're actually below average these days. And our performance on these metrics should serve as a wake-up call for business leaders, lawmakers, and voters.
And you know what? I kind of lump myself in that group. Go along every day, average. You know, I figure, well, that's it. You know, average in America, what we're doing right here. Well, that's probably average in America. That's a dangerous thing maybe to think about, especially when you come to, say, reading scores or math scores or things like that. We just had a guest on talking about research and development at our universities, though. It seemed very, very positive. So how do you weigh all this out? And will the governor talk about this? Probably not tonight, but I mean, how do you weigh all this out?
The R1 research universities in Michigan are pure economic drivers to our economy. And so that is a positive. But for the state to thrive in the region, our region, the Detroit region, we need to continue ensuring that all residents have a pathway to obtaining skills and post-secondary credentials that are needed to earn good-paying jobs. And that's what will keep Michigan competitive and in the changing global economy.
Have you guys looked in this poll? And I didn't get a real close look. I just saw some of the numbers. Were you able to break it down to how we doing for the trades? We talk about that a lot on the show.
Well, we talked a little bit about attracting high tech jobs. We didn't specifically ask about the trades, but I mean, I think in a thriving economy, you need citizens available to take all the types of jobs that are out there. So trade jobs are very important to growing the economy as well.
Yeah. It does seem like it comes down really a lot to education. Maybe not at the university level, but at the, I would say, high school level and even middle school level, our scores are not doing so well, according to this. In the governor's race, I mean, are we hearing any kind of policies that's going to change this around? Of course, everybody talks a good talk, and this is a long term. You know, you got to turn the boat for a long time. K through 12, is the tide changing at all?
Well, I mean, any complex issue like fixing Michigan's education system, I mean, it's going to take decades to reverse. So I think we'll probably see a plan from each gubernatorial candidate on what they want to do to fix K-12 education. I think Michigan also has a perception issue that after high school that, you know, a college degree is not attainable because it's not affordable. And that's actually untrue as well. Any resident in Michigan right now can obtain 2 years of community college for free.
Yeah. We do. We kind of forget about that. We tend to get that four-year thing in our head. I think that was drilled in there over decades and decades. Mm-hmm. Hopefully that tide is changing a little bit, but this is kind of a kick in the head. Where do we find this? Where can average folks take a look at these numbers, maybe over lunch hour or something like that? Is this on your website?
It is. It is. DetroitChamber.com. There's a summary of the findings and then the detailed survey that we partnered with the Glenn Gariff Group and Richard Shuba. We've been working with them for about a decade to help our members understand what's on the mind of their customers and their employees. And that's why we do these policy surveys about 3 times a year.
I don't know how you would be able to rank it, but it's important to attract new business, right? New ideas to the state. That comes with, well, now you're going to get into data centers. Doggone it, I didn't want to go there. But other business, though, let's say carbon fiber business or whatever. Is there anything in your poll or study about the where do we rank as far as attracting new business? And what states are hot, I wonder? For attracting Florida, everybody wants to go to Florida. How are we doing?
So Michiganders believe that we're about 27th in attracting new business. I think we're probably much lower than that, consistent with the other findings in the poll. And I think that, data centers service the most fantastic economic development opportunity in the last 150 years. And what the poll showed is that Michiganders do believe that they will bring more jobs and better paying jobs, but there's also still the, there's a public perception that data centers are bad. We actually found in the poll that most people don't have a position because over 50% haven't really heard anything about data centers. And so I think there's a public awareness campaign that's necessary to kind of myth bust and really communicate the economic value that these types of high-tech economic development projects could have on our economy.
You know, we're talking with Megan Spanitz, Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce. I was thinking of this yesterday, and maybe even our own with Tim Damon at Lansing Regional, is that maybe this is what's needed, because I think there's a lot of wondering and curiosity and misinformation about data centers, and that's where a lot of the negativity comes. Would it be possible, and have you guys talked about this, having some sort of a forum, maybe a weekend-long thing where, almost like a trade show, do you know what I mean, where people can come, not to sit in a room and yell, not to sit in a room and protest, but to actually talk one-on-one with people who know and can describe, because every data center isn't the same. They're different sizes. They service different things. What exactly are we talking about? What is it? Because I know a lot of folks I talk to, they're worried about if I have a data center in town, then they're spying on me. Well, you're already being spied on. But is that a thing, though? Would that be a possibility, maybe having an information weekend?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. The perceptions of data centers continue to be shaped by media coverage, which is focused heavily on the controversy elements of the data center site selection without the proper context of what data centers really offer in terms of economic development, job creation, not only in the centers themselves, but the subsequent infrastructure that will surround these major projects. So I think anything, whether it's an event, public awareness campaign, and I think just more people, that's why we ask these questions in the poll, to help with the myth busting that is out there.
Yeah. And what they do, what they is stacks and stacks, walls of, every time I think data center, I think the end of Indiana Jones, the movie where they have all those wooden crates, I picture those as computers, all stacked up, and one guy pushing a cart with some hard drive on it with my information on it, and he's going to stick it in there somewhere. Maybe that's my own nightmare. I'm a little paranoid there, Megan, but Megan Spen is CEO and Chief Strategy Officer of Detroit Region and Chamber of Commerce. This is a tell, though. We are 45th in unemployment. We are 40, what did I say, average income? Are we 40th, I think, somewhere in there? Student performance there, boy, we got to get a handle on that. I wonder what we can do we've got to get better.
Well, I think voters need to hold their elected leaders accountable. And, you know, they're in charge of taking the state forward. And, you know, they're going to drive the future. So I think we ask these questions. And I think the answers, the results of people thinking that we're average and we're below average is kind of a wake-up call. And hopefully we're kind of sounding the alarm bell for voters that, you know, whoever drives the state forward in the next decade needs to be accountable for these numbers.
I was a little surprised.
Changing the trajectory.
I mean, we have, and I have teachers in my family. I have educators in my family. And I was surprised that we are 44th. In this poll. All right, Megan, I'm going to cut you loose. I know you got a lot of stuff you got to do today. At least you tell your bosses that. And so, no, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Hey, Megan, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. You're welcome back here anytime.
Okay, thank you for having me, and have a great day.
You too. See ya. 1320 WILS. We'll be right back.